This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and telemedicine channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Gay Gooden, co-founder and telemedicine physician with RelyMD, a virtual health service that provides 24/7 access to board-certified emergency medicine doctors for both adults and children via video consultation. It's about time, and Dr. Gooden, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome and good to have you. Now, the number of patients using telehealth services is expected to rise from less than 350,000 in 2013 to nearly 7 million in 2018. Why do you think those numbers are increasing so rapidly?
Well, there are many, many reasons for the growth of telemedicine and the dramatic increase in the number of patients that are accessing doctors online. But the area where telemedicine is making its biggest impact is where it's helping to reduce healthcare costs. Patients and health systems alike are looking for ways to make healthcare less expensive, and telemedicine has proven to be one solution to the problem. Telemedicine is providing patients with high-quality healthcare at lower costs. It's helping to reduce hospital readmissions, and it's deterring patients from being forced to use high-cost facilities like urgent care offices or emergency departments. When the emergency care is not truly necessary, it then helps to better utilize the on-site staff at facilities like emergency departments when the patient does indeed warrant in-person emergency care.
Also, health systems and patients aren't the only ones reaping the benefits of telemedicine. What other types of organizations are seeing reductions in costs that you've seen?
You will definitely find that organizations who are offering telemedicine as an added health benefit to their employees are seeing a reduction in their healthcare costs. In fact, 90% of large employers will be offering telemedicine in 2017, which just shows that it's a proven opportunity to help organizations save money while keeping their employees happy and healthy. Companies who are self-insured will especially see a reduction in annual costs by helping their workers avoid urgent cares and emergency rooms. The average cost of an urgent care visit is $200, while the average cost of an emergency department visit is nearly $1,000. By taking these numbers and directly correlating them to survey responses received from patients post-consult, RelyMD has seen that one of our clients has reduced the cost of their healthcare spend by nearly $60,000 in less than 8 months just by using telemedicine alone. And in addition to the monetary value, companies are seeing that there's increased productivity amongst their employees by giving them the ability to see a doctor from their home or from their office. Coworkers will no longer need to spend working hours driving to and from a doctor's office or spend time waiting to be seen. And also, having access to a doctor 24/7 makes them more likely to see a doctor for a health concern early, to catch these processes early so that they'll reduce the chances that they'll have to use PTOs for 6 days. Instead, they can use them for vacation time.
Now, we've also heard about two industries that are actively using telemedicine. Are there other fields where telemedicine will also see growth?
Oh, absolutely. The field of telemedicine has unlimited potential where it can expand. I can't cover all of the opportunities, but I can highlight a few. Nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities and other long-term care facilities are very focused on keeping their residents within the home and out of the hospital. Many hospital transfers are actually avoidable and not necessary, but the facilities lack the resources to properly care for certain ailments due to limited training of staff and the lack of having a physical doctor on site 24/7. By providing telemedicine to staff members, they can consult a doctor about a resident in less than 10 minutes via video for a more accurate reading on a potential emergency. The doctor, via telemedicine, can determine if an emergency exists. And if not, they can help establish a care plan for those situations where a patient does not need to be transported. Another area is primary and secondary schools. They're often having nursing shortages. Rather than employing a full-time nurse for every school building, other members of the staff can help facilitate a doctor's visit with a student to determine if additional care is necessary or if they can hold off on calling a parent for an urgent pickup, which causes a parent to have to leave work. another population that could use telemedicine are universities. You have a huge population of young adults who are very technically savvy, but are also known for pushing off medical care. Giving them access to a doctor they can see from their dorm room or an apartment will allow them to actually be seen and catch things earlier and give their parents the peace of mind that the kid's not skipping out on quality medical care because of the inconvenience. One of the really big opportunities for telemedicine is with EMS systems. Rural communities in particular don't have many resources, and often their EMS systems have very lengthy transport times to reach hospitals. By equipping EMS with access to a physician, they can often treat the patient via video in their home instead of having to initiate a transfer to a hospital for a non-emergent condition. The last opportunity I'd like to mention are prisons, jails, and correctional facilities. There are very high costs associated with healthcare in these facilities, especially when the inmates need to be transferred to a physical location. If a patient can be treated in place, will reduce healthcare costs by reducing the need for hiring guards and transportation.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Gay Gooden, co-founder and telemedicine physician with RelyMD, a virtual health service that provides 24/7 access to board-certified emergency medicine doctors for both adults and children via video consultation here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and telemedicine channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Gooden, it sounds like there's a lot of good coming from telemedicine. What are the barriers that still need to be overcome?
Well, reimbursement is currently a big challenge. Not all states have parity that will allow for telemedicine visits to be reimbursed in the same way that regular office visits are reimbursed. I believe this will be ever-changing, and eventually we'll be at a place where telemedicine is regarded the same. But for now, there are still challenges and workarounds that need to be developed. Currently, organizations who see the value believe in the strategy of subsidizing all or part of the cost for their patients and their employees. Another barrier is licensing and staffing. There are many different types of telemedicine solutions and providers that exist, but when it comes to a health system wanting to provide this service to their patients, they'll need to decide whether they are going to develop and staff a platform themselves with their own existing physicians, which will require training and technical support and can be quite overwhelming. The other option is to choose a provider like RelyMD who already has a fully trained staff and a platform in place as an extension to their existing staff members. Lastly, I have to mention that there is physician opposition to telemedicine. Bringing in an additional way to seek care will leave traditional brick-and-mortar physicians feeling that their census will be reduced because patients will no longer have a need for them. But we feel that that simply isn't true. The ultimate goal for telemedicine providers should be around continuity of care and ensuring that when further care and follow-up care is needed, the telemedicine provider can give that referral to encourage patients to stay within a healthcare system for the additional care. White label telemedicine apps will also help health systems keep their brand in front of new and established patients and keep positive telemedicine experiences linked with that brand, increasing the chance for patient retention.
Lastly, you're a co-founder and an actively practicing physician with RelyMD. Can you tell us a little bit about the company in conclusion?
Sure. RelyMD is a direct-to-consumer virtual health service that provides 24/7, 365 access to a board-certified emergency physician via a mobile app, web browser, or a phone call with an average wait time of less than 10 minutes. It's just like an online urgent care, essentially. RelyMD was founded by Wake Emergency Physicians, which is an independent group of 95 emergency medicine physicians who staff 9 emergency departments across 3 different health systems in the Raleigh area of North Carolina. RelyMD was developed because we believe that accessing healthcare can at times be complex, frustrating, and inefficient for patients. Our goal is to provide patients with quick, convenient, and affordable ways to seek treatment from high-quality medical providers. We believe that in doing so, we can create efficiencies that save money for patients, organizations, and the healthcare system as a whole. And it also provides patients with the convenience that we all seek in this day and age. We currently provide services to 4 health systems in North Carolina and have over 60 other corporate clients.
Well, we certainly do appreciate all you're doing in the healthcare space. And with RelyMD, I think this is awesome and certainly improving telemedicine as we speak. Where can listeners get more details on RelyMD?
We have an app that can be downloaded, and we also have a website, RelyMD.com. where you can access a physician and you can learn more about our business.
Well, Dr. Gooden, it certainly has been great to have had you, and continued success with RelyMD and the company. And I look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Gay Gooden, co-founder and telemedicine physician with RelyMD, a virtual health service that provides 24/7 access to board-certified emergency medicine doctors for both adults and children via video consultation. And all the details can be found at RelyMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and telemedicine channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.